We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. Rico Beard, Evan Jenkins. We got Football Friday. A lot of big games for the Big Ten. I think this is a week that the Big Ten can kind of separate itself from being a pretender conference where it's just going to be Michigan, Ohio State, people talk about, to a lot of other teams. And the games that I really want to look at that I think is going to really help solidify the depth of the Big Ten, at least the Big Ten East. Both teams have a playoff this weekend. Michigan State on the road at Washington. Penn State traveling to Auburn. Plain and simple, both teams win this game. It gives the Big Ten confidence. It gives the Big Ten some swag. You can walk in and you're going to be taken seriously. Because if MSU goes out and Penn State goes out and they both lose, you know how we felt about the Pac-12 after week one when Oregon lost and Utah lost?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. People are just going to be like, well, it's just going to be Ohio State running through the conference because Michigan's bringing nothing to the table with the teams that they're playing. This has got awful. You need those two teams to go out there. You also got a couple of games. I don't think Nebraska's going to rally against Oklahoma, so no. you got Purdue. I think they're a point and a half underdog against Syracuse at Syracuse. That's another statement game for the Big Ten, Power Five opponent. You want to go in there and you want to make an impression. You can't lose those games. They're very important. Ironically enough, they're three teams all on the road because it shows that the Big Ten just doesn't beat themselves, that they can actually go out and beat other teams. So as far as Syracuse, I think Purdue has enough power. I mean, really, if Jeff Brohm learned from his mistakes from week one, I know Syracuse is supposedly this tough place to play.
Oh, the Carrier Dome. Maybe more so for basketball than football.
Not even for basketball, man. That thing is weird. It's the old Pontiac Silverdome when they played the Pistons play, and they would cut the field in half because I was there for an Elite Eight game for Michigan State.
The Alamo Dome is famous for that, too.
So it's a weird configuration. It's a weird setup. But I think that, honestly, I think that Purdue should probably role in that game, and that's not Big Ten bias. It's just, man, they got the manpower that I think that they could put up some points. I don't think that Dino Babers and Syracuse can really slow them down. But for some reason, as you're seeing with the different point spreads, that the Big Ten's not really getting that respect. And I think that a lot of people don't respect it. Penn State is favored against Auburn, but I think it's a field goal. Then
yeah,
it should be more because Penn State is a better team. Now, some weird thing happened with their travel and they had to fly into another city and then bus the rest of the way. I don't know what happened with the airport.
Whatever. They're young. They can travel, right?
But when I look at that, the Penn State Auburn game, I mean, Auburn has Tank Bigsby. The running back, he's good. He may be the best player on the field. No, really no may to it. He is, but Auburn does not have a QB. And I looked at the Auburn defense is not really the defensive line is not that great. This is one of those things that Penn State struggled in the past couple of years running the ball. If Penn State can get any semblance of a run game, they'll just wear Auburn down.
I like what Penn State has to offer, I really like what they have to offer in the upcoming future with those two true freshmen that they have. You know, they got Nicholas Singleton, the true freshman running back.
Right.
That kid runs hard. Like, just watching him in the first game against Purdue, you wonder why they don't let him be more of a prototypical running back by letting Clifford take the snap under center and let my man get a little steam instead of out of this, you know, RPO look. But Penn State does have to show up. They have to play well against Auburn because you're right. TJ Finley has three interceptions on the year, touchdown, right?
Auburn, I mean, people talk about Michigan State and how bad Thorne looked and, oh, they struggled. Michigan State, newsflash, they won 52-0.
Well, and that's a good problem to have, okay, right?
So it always amazed me when I'm hearing everybody talking about, oh, my God, oh, they struggled. He threw a pick and he did this. Like, I don't know who propped Peyton Thorne up to be this Heisman Trophy candidate.
He is what he is. And I think I personally believe that he's trying to do stuff right now maybe he knows he shouldn't.
I got numbers. I'll give you that later. But Auburn struggled against San Jose State. They won 24-16.
Their first game against Mercer isn't anything to write home about either.
Right. But, you know, San Jose State, that was game two. That's when you get you fix a lot of the problems from week one to week two. They struggled. I think this is a game that Penn State really helps the credibility of the Big Ten. They should go in there. Sean Clifford on year 12 or 13 or whatever he's played, he should be the factor. I mean, I'm not a big James Franklin fan, but Sean Clifford in that Purdue game kind of calmed everybody down. Purdue had just gotten the pick six, looked like the game was going to be over, and they went down and they drove without using a timeout, and they got that. Clifford looked poised. He looked like a quarterback that has been there before. And to prove my point, when I say he's been there for a while, you know who was in the same class as him coming out of high school?
As Clifford.
Yeah.
He's got to be somebody in the NFL now. So Trevor. Okay.
Tua. Tua was in the same class.
He's now in his second year. But I mean,
he's in year three.
Clifford's been there with Trace McSorley.
Tua's in year three. Just to put things in perspective.
Oh, that's so wild. But Auburn is not the Auburn that they were with Cam Newton, right? They've come down back to earth a little bit.
I mean, they had that weird coaching situation where I was like, are they trying to get him fired? I just threw my hands up and said, you know what? You guys handle that. I don't know what you're trying to do, Auburn. Do you want the guy fired? Are you rallying behind him?
It's weird. But, I mean, it's going to be a good game to watch on CBS at 3:30. I mean, I'll be watching.
I mean, Tank Bigsby, as I say, he's the best player on the field. But I think that Penn State just has the better team, and Penn State should win the game. Michigan State going out to Washington. This does come down to a lot of different things, but I think I look at the numbers. We talked about Peyton Thorne, and I broke down the percentage of stuff. When Peyton Thorne threw to all the other wide receivers and tight ends, not named Keon Coleman, he was 22 for 28, 78.5%. Well, this is 80%. Keon Coleman, he was 6 for 17. He's 35%. I don't know what that means. The problem to me is it's these two got to get on the same page. He's throwing high. He's overshooting Keon. I don't know what it is about him, but that's going to be problematic, especially because we don't really know. I rewatched the game, and I saw his injury, and he hit the corner of the bench, and he immediately you could see the wincing that happened. So I'm assuming that it cut his back. I don't know if he needed stitches. I don't know how you patch up a cut.
And where it is on your back, too. You know, if that's right where your shoulder pads are, that's uncomfortable as heck, rubbing on it right there. But I just mentioned it earlier about Peyton Thorne, and is he trying to do more than what the defense has given him because of the opponents, knowing that he can make a mistake against these teams and they can still overcome it?
No, because Peyton Thorne's done a couple things. One, it's like his footwork is not really set. He's just using all arm instead of the only time he really steps into a throw is the deep balls, and that's because you're forced to.
Yeah.
That's just physics.
Yeah, he's not Pat Mahomes that can just flick
it. But the other throws, he's just kind of flicking it, which goes high. He's not really stepping into his throws. And the other thing for Peyton Thorne as well, and this is kind of was his problem last year in a lot of games, and I think defenses have noticed, when he steps out the huddle, whoever he's looking at when he drops back, that's where he's throwing the ball.
Oh, yeah. He's
one read.
Yeah.
He's one read Peyton. He does not – because if you ever – like if you're watching the game and you're crazy like me and you stop the play in the middle, you'll see guys wide open on the other side of the field. He'll never turn his head. He'll never look at it. Now, in games where he does that, I look back to Miami last year, and this game reminds me a lot of the Miami game. But I look back to that Miami game, and he started looking off read. Naylor was wide open for all of those touchdowns. Yep. There was nobody around him. Even the announcer was like, oh, my God. That's what's happening, because when he says hike and he looks, you can see teams are kind of cheating, like, okay, let's just either make sure this guy gets it, or that's how he's thrown his interceptions, because they weren't tip passes, like especially the one that he threw right to the linebacker.
Right to him.
Against Akron. It's like, guy. But when you look at that throw, I think it was Christian Fitzpatrick, wide open. There was nobody around him. It was at least a 20, 25-yard pickup. If he just slightly turns it. Now, I know he had a lot of pressure in his face, but that's something that he's going to have to do if you're going out to Washington. Now, I think that Washington, you know, I heard Cookies talking about where they got a lot of big boys on their defensive line. Their defensive line is not that great. They do have an edge rusher, but mostly their defensive line is, you know, a former offensive lineman, and they got big guys, but I don't know if they're skilled guys. Right now, Washington sits with 5 total sacks for the year. Hell, Windman has that by himself. Michigan State leads the nation with 12 sacks. They got 5. So that tells me Washington brings pressure, but even against bad teams, they weren't getting to the quarterback. So,
well, did they get that much better from last year? I mean, we saw Washington come into Ann Arbor last year.
Offensively, yeah.
And get just throttled.
Defensively, I think they got a little bit better, because I don't think you can get any worse from last year.
I don't think their secondary is anything special.
No, the secondary is not anything special. The secondary is, you're looking at former walk-ons back there. You got redshirt freshmen and freshmen. They're hoping that a couple of guys come back, but I don't know if they'll be ready or how they'll be. I mean, they had a transfer. I have to look up its name. He got torched the first game.
Okay.
So, you know, even though they brought him in, it was kind of like Michigan State brought in all those corners last year, and they were, okay, well, who's the next guy to get burnt? Okay, you're getting burnt. You're getting burnt. So I do think that this is a game that there's really 2 ways for Michigan State to win this thing. And I know they're the underdogs, and people are like, oh, I don't know. And
It's not like it's a crazy underdog, though. They're 3-point dogs on the road.
But across the bridge, and Peyton Thorne looks awful. Like, guys, he doesn't look awful. He looks awful to Keon Coleman. You take Keon Coleman out the equation, and you're looking at a guy throwing for 80%.
But having said that, if Reed doesn't play, is that still his number one option? And then you get that guy.
Well, you still got Trey Mosley.
That's the thing. Like, that kid is so steady, Eddie. It's ridiculous.
Right. You got Jeremy Bernard, he was originally going to head to Washington, and he decommitted on signing day.
True freshman. Ended up
true freshman coming to Michigan State.
Fitzpatrick that you mentioned, transfer from Louisville last year.
Right. You got,
they have depth. They're okay with their receivers and their running backs. So, if there's 2 spots that are pretty solid, but didn't you have a stat about Mel Tucker and rushing the ball in a 100-yard rusher? Now, it's not per team, but it's if a player rushes for 100 yards or more, he's like 13-1.
Yep.
It's a single player, not a team, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. The team.
Oh,
if the team rushes for 100 yards.
Well, then that's a good sign, because I feel like this team can rush for 100 yards.
They are 13-1 when the team rushes for 100. They are 2-6 when they do not rush for 100 yards.
You know what's funny, too?
Can you name the 2 teams
that they beat without rushing for 100 yards?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Michigan game in 2020.
Nope.
They ran for a hundo? Okay.
No, Simmons and Hayward.
Okay. Do they have, was that Penn State? Were any of the games in 2020?
Nope.
Wow, so they were both. Okay, Nebraska.
Nebraska was one.
What would their other one be? Peach Bowl?
Yep.
Wow.
They couldn't rush the ball at all. Look at me. They won. Indiana falls into 13-1. They had 100 exactly. 100 exactly.
That's crazy. But
it tells me if they're able to rush the ball, and I think they'll be able to run the ball with Berger and
Broussard's getting Broussard. More of a look too. Maybe we'll see some more tight end draws too out of Baker.
No, that's let's wild. Not do that. But if those two guys, Killer Bees, can come in here, they can rush, get the yardage. Now, if you're Peyton Thorne, you don't have to drop back and make the big play.
Don't put it all on him. That's the key.
Right, and that's the thing. If those things happen, I think that they could win. I mean, defensively, you almost have to go back to the Michigan defense when they played, when they had Denard and Devin Gardner. And we're going to build a fence. We're going to keep you inside. Because to me, Michael Penix is a lot like what Jalen Hurts was against the Eagles and the Lions. More dangerous when he's scrambling and just improvising on his own.
Yeah.
If you force him in that pocket, and they're like, oh, he's back. He's did all this stuff. And people bring up, well, in 2020, he had all those
completed
passes.
He's not that kid anymore, though.
Guys, that was a long time ago, okay?
That's a knee surgery ago, too.
Right. Now, for MSU, you know, they've made the changes. They said, hey, they changed their sleep pattern. They're wearing compression shorts and stuff on the plane.
Tuck knows, man. He knows with this stuff.
Amber, the nutritionalist, she's come up with a whole concoction for this week. The reason why I'm bringing this stuff up, they did this stuff last year, and people thought, oh, it's just gimmicky stuff. And they prepared for, you know, what's going to happen when they go down to Miami. And they cranked up the heat and humidity in the practice facility, and they were ready for Miami. In the middle of the day, they handled the heat. They outlasted Miami. It was a close game, and they just pulled away. We have to see what happens with this. Big Ten teams, especially Michigan State, going on the West Coast, they're just not good. Big Ten teams don't win. I mean, I harken back to the Arizona State game, the Oregon game. They're competitive, but they just in the fourth quarter don't have that knockout blow to beat this team. They're hoping that happens. Now, Washington, on the other hand, they haven't beaten a ranked non-conference opponent at home since 2001.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was Michigan. That's a long time. They played, I think, 5 or 6 games since then at home against a ranked non-conference opponent. They haven't got it. So I say that to say, Evan, something's got to give. Either they're going to pick up that win or Michigan State's going to end that drought of going out to the West Coast. But Tucker, when I asked him in the press conference, most coaches would be like, you know, a game's a game. He's like, no, this is serious. We brought in experts. We got to come out here to try to get this thing done. You're going to probably have roughly, from what I hear, 10,000 Spartan fans flying out or going out to this game. So they'll have some home crowd. It's going to be a purple out, but I don't know if they'll have a student section. Want to know why?
Would love to.
Classes don't start until September 28th.
Why?
In Washington. It's like the old Michigan State schedule where when I was there, we didn't start school till like the 15th or 16th of September.
Huh.
So we were on the trimesters. So yeah, we would always start school late. So it's going to be a purple out. Don't know how much of the student section is going to be there. Now, acoustically, if it gets, it can get loud, but The thing that I like about Michigan State, because I do think that Michigan State could win this game, is they've taken on that personality of the coach. And as you can see, Scott Frost, his team took on this personality. They never believed that they could win games. Michigan State always feels like they're in every game. I mean, the Ohio State game being the exception, every other time they played, it's that whole keep chopping, keep chopping, keep chopping. And we've seen them down to teams, didn't matter, battled through, found a way, special teams, defense, offense.
Believing in themselves.
Right. They just get the job done. Now, I do think if Reed doesn't play, and I think he probably will be a game time decision, okay, can you and Keon get on set? Because if you guys can, if you stop overthrowing him and moving the ball and, you know, picking up the first downs, I think you can ball control, take the crowd out the game. And I think Michigan State and I think Purdue and I think Penn State could all come back with W's, and it would really help solidify the confidence and the swag of the Big Ten.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think the tight ends are going to be very critical for Michigan State. If Reed isn't there, with just getting your guys involved and having that another level that the defense
just
has
not to tight end draw or screen.
No, I'm saying get them the 7-8 yards. Let them move, because
whether it's Hunt,
these aren't your dad's tight ends. They can move a little bit with the ball.
Yeah, Malik Carr looked like he was going to punish somebody. That's what I'm saying. Stiff arm. And you got Barker. Yeah, he got Hunt.
So he's got the hands, and that's what I want to see. I fully expect them to beat Washington. Michael Penix doesn't necessarily scare me. We can talk about that game, like you said, in 2020, but that's not the same kid anymore. They've given up over 100 yards on the ground to each of their first two opponents, which really bodes well for the Spartans. I think it will be a good week.
This is over 100 yards in teams that needed to come back and throw the ball to get back into the game.
Right. That's the point, that if they can run on a Washington team who – you know, people say they have big interior defensive linemen, then that's a good thing for the Spartans. And I think you're seeing more wiggle out of Berger and Broussard than we have initially. Every game, I think that they've progressed on, maybe if it breaks down, I can make a little bit out of this. Yeah. You know, that's where Kenneth Walker was so special. If it broke down, guess what? He saw a different hole than what was actually there. Are there any other games that stick out to you in the Big Ten, or is this the rest of it? It's just like
You got the game that Mike and I have the sweatshirt bet on. You got Maryland hosting SMU. Maryland's a 3-point favorite.
But you want to see Maryland win that game, right? Because that would be a good test for Michigan the following week, at least defensively. You know, I mean, their offense is good, but I mean, even Michigan hasn't wowed me offensively.
No.
It's not like they've gone out there and punished it on the ground.
The under for Nevada-Iowa game is 39.5.
And did you see how much Iowa's favored by?
Yeah.
24.
24.
They've scored 14 this year.
They've scored one touchdown. One.
So Nevada's awful is what they're telling us.
Yeah. One touchdown.
24 points. If you were a betting man, would you take Iowa in those points? I wouldn't right now.
I wouldn't take the points.
No, I
would take Nevada in the points, because I don't think Iowa can score 24 points. I know Nevada's bad, but I would take Nevada and the points, and I would take the under, because until Iowa changes up quarterbacks, I don't think that they're going to be able to get things done. This offense is beyond stagnant. I mean, I've seen bad offense before, but yeah, you realize you scored more safeties than touchdowns this year.
Can I call a shot?
Okay.
I want to call a shot. I think I know who Iowa's next quarterback is.
Okay.
I think he resides in Ann Arbor. I think it's Cade McNamara.
Whew.
Got a defense, man.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Wow. Evan, that's thinking out the box.
I'm just thinking, listen, he might love the University of Michigan, stay there for the rest of his career.
Does that look like a man who loves the University of Michigan?
No, you're right.
If you can get to Iowa with that defense, because they're always going to play defense.
That's where they've struggled. They haven't had a quarterback.
They need a quarterback who can score 3 touchdowns and go win every game.
And not turn the ball over. Yeah. And what does Cade do? He doesn't turn the ball over. He fits that identity of a hard-nosed team, and I don't know. That's just look back on this episode on September. What is it? 16th.
Yeah, that was a good call, Evan. But yeah, right. Other than that, I mean, I think that everybody
you're not
loving
the Southern Illinois Northwestern game that doesn't even have a line.
Ohio State, Toledo, the Battle of Ohio. Yeah. Michigan's another damn near 50-point favorite.
47.5. Get it right.
I mean,
ABC.
Look, I got nothing to say about Michigan.
There's nothing you can say.
You canceled the Washington series. You were supposed to be playing Washington this week out at Washington. They backed out. Michigan State took the game and added home and home. They'll play Washington next year at Spartan Stadium. You bought yourself out of the UCLA thing. Your schedule this year and next year is embarrassing and awful. It's nothing to brag about. It's why people are I can't tell you what Michigan is because I count their first three games as one game. Everybody gets that really god-awful team. Michigan State, it was Akron last
year. Yeah, 100%. They were horrible.
You know, Western Michigan was maybe a step above, and now you got Washington, your test. For Michigan, I can't tell what they are until probably they play Maryland and Iowa. So week five when I'll be able to say, okay, they're this. And anybody who wants to sit there and pound their chest over this stuff, I'm sorry. When I'm hearing, once again, September Heisman's being put out there. Oh.
For a kid that's thrown 16 passes.
JJ is going to be the best ever. Really? Let's break this down. First of all, what's JJ's biggest accomplishment so far? Oh, he beat Hawaii. Who's Hawaii? They just happen to be the worst team in college football. That's not me talking. That's facts. That's CBS Sports coming out with the worst teams, the bottom 25, at number one with a bullet. There's Hawaii sitting there.
What about number two?
Two was Colorado State?
Oh, yeah, their first opponent.
Yeah, and 17, UConn.
And you know what? Even though you said you can't judge them until after the fifth game, even that's a combo, right? Because Maryland has what we think a decent offense, right?
Right.
So maybe it'll test their defense.
So their defense will get tested.
And then the following week, the offense.
And against Iowa, my God, man.
And you should win both those games.
If you can score two touchdowns, you can beat Iowa.
Period.
Plain and simple.
That's it.
So, yeah, I don't know what the team is. They may not really get a challenge until they play MSU at home. If you're Michigan, I mean, have fun, eat your cupcakes, do what you got to do, but don't expect me to sit here and pat you on the back for a bunch of useless numbers. We had a caller saying, oh, these guys are going to be this, and this guy's going to be the next Aiden Hutchinson. I'm like, okay, he's played nobody, okay? If Jacoby Windman did everything he did, but he played on Michigan, he would be winning the Heisman September trophy.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, you know what, Evan? You're right. Maybe I need to cast my September ballot right now.
It's
because it must be JJ. It's like, guys, JJ could be a fine quarterback, but miss me on this whole he's going to be the best.
I mean, he could also be Tate Forcier, right?
You know what? I remember Joe Milton went out there in his first game against Minnesota, and oh, my God, Joe Milton. They got something here. He's mobile. He's this. He's Cam Newton. He's Russell Wilson.
Oh, and then
he's all these people. He's Patrick Mahomes rolled up into one. The very next week, goes out there, lose to Michigan State, and they treat. But I'm not shocked. They treated him the same way they're treating Cade.
Well, because that's who replaced him was Cade, and
right.
He was the future.
Oh, Cade. So
two-time Player of the Year.
Dude, I've never seen anybody eat their young better.
He
than
He brought us back against Rutgers. Look what he did. He doesn't lose.
So yeah,
he. I mean,
here's the thing. As I said, you got Purdue, you got Michigan State, and you got Penn State on the road. They're gonna get tested. They're gonna find out. Honestly. All three could win, all three can lose, but at least you know what you are. If you're Michigan, man, this is fool's gold. I don't know how good you are. I do think the schedule is going to come back to bite you later in the year because if it's between you and somebody who's actually played somebody, yeah, I don't think you're getting that. Nod. I mean, honestly, think about this.
I mean, it depends on who it is. If it's a BYU, I think Michigan still gets the nod over them based
but
on
no,
name.
Let's say Georgia runs the table.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's say, for example, Clemson runs the table. Ohio State wins the Big Ten. Georgia beats Alabama. You got a one-loss Alabama. You got a one-loss Michigan. Alabama loses to Georgia. Michigan loses to Ohio State. You know what Alabama's going to say? We went on the road. We beat Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What did Michigan do?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. You're right.
You, congratulations. You beat Cass Tech.
Well, look at Bama's non-conference games.
No, that's
what people are yelling now about defending Michigan.
Yeah, okay. I saw cookies.
Let's and their in-conference games are harder than anything you will ever play.
Right.
Period.
And that's just it. Evan, we could talk about this next week because I've been holding off. A lot depends on what happens this weekend. The reason why I picked those three games, Penn State on the road at Syracuse, Purdue on the road at Syracuse, Penn State on the road at Auburn, Michigan State on the road at Washington. If they're 0-3, you could make a case this may be the worst Big Ten
ever
conference. This goes back to the days of Bo and Woody.
Yeah.
Where it was Big 2, Little 8. This would be Big 2, Little 12.
Tiny 12.
This means congratulations, you become the ACC where it was Clemson and everybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, before you get to saying, well, you know, we're doing like the SEC. SEC is guaranteed two teams in there. Okay?
I mean, every year they are. And that's the thing is like – like Kentucky, you bring Kentucky in either side. You put them on the West, they're automatically the champs.
Right.
You put them in the East, I think they're competing with everybody, right? Ole Miss, same way.
Yeah, I think Kentucky, I would consider Kentucky Penn State.
I even think you put LSU on either side here. They're probably winning.
You put Texas A&M on the West.
Tennessee?
Tennessee wins the West.
Florida?
Florida wins the West. So to sit here and say, well, we're like the SEC, when they said the SEC, I get it, but to use Alabama, you conveniently left out Alabama went on the road and played Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They play eight conference games, four non-conference games.
I'm pretty
games.
Sure, didn't Georgia start off with a top 25 game? I may have forgotten
Oregon,
that and then just blew the doors off of them.
So you could try all you want. There's no justification to this god-awful piss-poor schedule. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Georgia's last five football games, right? Against Bama, number 3, Michigan, number 2, Bama, number 1, Oregon, number 11, and then Samford.
Right. Well, they played the SEC does have cupcake week in November. And they do play – everybody plays games, but then they step up and play one good one. I mean, they do. And this is – I'm not allowing any of that. For anybody who believes that, you know what? Then that's just you. I mean, you're justifying.
Kentucky's already played Florida. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. It's a no win for you and I because of the helmet next to you and the shirt I wear.
Because you're going to wear – you're in the SEC, you're going to probably play six top 25 teams a year.
Yeah.
So if you play three easy games and one good non-conference game – and you're going to play six top 25 teams a year, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're Michigan, think about this, Evan. If things go south, you'll play one ranked team. So that's it.
Last game of the year. You'll go 11 games without playing a ranked team.
I'll have no idea what you are until you go on the road. I won't.
And you know what? I guess so be it because – if you told me my team's going to go 11-0 and I'll come down to that game, I'd probably be happy.
Yeah.
I'll never see it happening that way. It just won't.
I mean, you'll celebrate. You'll be high in the rankings and, oh, look at this and tee-hee-hee and all of that. But I don't know what you are. And, hey, we'll see what happens. But, yeah. This is probably more than I really wanted to say about Michigan because – I'm not going to reward you for playing nobody.
And it's a lose-lose situation.
Ohio State, you know, look at Notre Dame. They lost. But you know what? They played Notre Dame.
In the first game of the year.
You don't know what Notre Dame is. You took that chance. You played them. So I'm not going to denigrate Ohio State because Notre Dame then turned around and lost to Marshall because somebody brought up an excellent point to that. If you want to play this game, was Notre Dame the entire summer was practicing for Ohio State. Marshall was practicing for Notre Dame. Marshall was running things. That's their big game. Notre Dame, unfortunately, took Marshall for granted, which you should not do. But and they lost.
And I'm pretty sure that Notre Dame is loaded with 4- and 5-star kids.
Right.
Loaded on that roster. Every team starts off slow. I mean, go look at Michigan. They had 13 points through a quarter and a half against Colorado State.
So I just, yeah. Anyway, this is going to be a big weekend for the Big Ten. If you're a Michigan fan, believe it or not, you need to be rooting for these other three teams.
Because
if not, it'll help you down the road. Because, yeah, if they all three lose, it's going to be a bad look. And people are going to talk about the Big Ten the way they talked about the Pac-12 in week one, where they pretty much said they were out of it. So we'll see what happens. Can Michigan State end the streak going out on the West Coast? I think they're going to win. And honestly, Evan, I mean, I know Mike is all freaked out and he does, you know, he reads his Action Network stuff. Cookies just flat out said State's going to lose.
And he also admits that he said that last year against Miami.
Honestly, I think State's going to win.
So do I.
I think State's going to win by double digits.
I don't fear Michael Penix. I don't fear a mobile quarterback against Michigan State. If there's one thing that they've done well over the last 10 years, it's defend that. And it's, like I said, it's not the Penix that was with Indiana before that knee injury. He's a different player. He doesn't have the strongest arm. I think the Spartans improved defensively. Say what you want without Xavier Henderson back there. That's good for the Spartans right now to develop depth right there. That kid that's been playing, 30 Brooks, I think his name is. Right. That kid's played very, very, very well.
He's punishing people.
Yes, and he's taking the most of an opportunity of a fifth-year senior who, let's be honest, we probably haven't heard of before this year.
No, he's a D2 transfer.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind, so that's a good thing. I mean, yes, it sucked with Darius Snow. But you plug and play. I think it's great for the Spartans. I think they win as well.
So, all right, what you got for me?
You know what I got is, what do you think about the Spartans' social media tactics this year? I don't know if you've picked up on it. This is round three. It's a 12-round fight. Do you like what they're doing with that? I actually like it.
Yeah.
Well, but it could burn you if you get knocked out in the sixth round by Ohio State.
What was it last year?
Just the deep waters and everything, right?
No, but they did have a theme throughout the games last year.
Relentless.
No, I mean, like, each week was like a build-up.
Oh.
Kind of like the rounds. Now, yeah, the Ohio State game, I mean, if you lose it, I guess, you know, you got knocked down, but you got back up.
Sure. I like it. I think it's clever. The uniform things are really, really cool. I like
the player, seeing, you know, Trey Mosley walking out to the private jet. You know, and the
icy whites,
yeah,
ice tray.
So
they always have something there with the play on words. So I'm a big fan.
So yeah, I like that. I would have went with the script State helmet. You know what? Here's the thing. God, I'm gonna try to make this suggestion. I wish I would have brought my State helmet in, but you know the script State helmet.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the biggest improvement that they could make. I like the script State, but you could also have another one very similar to the San Diego Chargers, where the script State is up here with the number right underneath.
Think
of the Chargers helmets with the lightning bolt and then the number under bolt. Script State and then the number, right? Your number, whatever your number is, right underneath.
I always thought it would look sweet if the script State was down the middle here, and then you have the Spartans here. But
that's a lot of noise.
You can have a lot of fun with these things, though,
man. That's
I like noise.
Too much noise.
I like noise.
San Diego. Los Angeles Chargers can't do any wrong when it comes to their jerseys.
Other than change them, that would be the only thing they could do wrong.
Even when they change them, they still are like, we can go powder blue. We can go white. We can go dark blue. We can mix powder blue with dark blue.
Even the yellow,
white, the yellows. It's like
it's fresh.
God, man, you guys.
You
get the full golf clap. So, round three for MSU takes place tomorrow night. We'll see what happens. Evan and I will be back next week. Make sure you keep subscribing, keep liking. We got the whole conglomerate between Cash the Ticket, you name it.
YouTube, you can watch all of our shows now.
If you like football, we got the network for you. So for Evan, I'm Rico. Thanks for watching the 5-Star Zone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.